This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We could learn today when Donald Trump's trial will begin in his classified documents case. The judge in federal court in Fort Pierce, Florida, is expected to set a date. The AP's Jennifer King.
Trump denies any wrongdoing. He faces 40 counts on charges that he willfully retained top-secret documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate, urged his lawyer to hide records and lie to the FBI, and enlisted staff to delete surveillance footage. The Florida trial date has taken on added significance after the Supreme Court announced it would hear arguments in late April on whether Trump, as a former president, is immune from prosecution in a separate federal case charging him with scheming to overturn the 2020 presidential election. I'm Jennifer King.
Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was buried this morning after a funeral in Moscow, his death still unexplained.
Relatives and supporters of Alexei Navalny bidding farewell to the opposition leader at a funeral in southeastern Moscow. Hundreds of mourners lined up behind control barriers outside of the church, many holding red flowers. On live-streamed footage, the crowd applauded and chanted his name as his coffin was taken out of the vehicle as it arrived at the church. Many came from around Russia to say their goodbyes. His supporters say several churches in Moscow refused to hold the service before Navalny's team got permission from one in the capital's Marino district. I'm Karen Shamas.
A private plane carrying the singer Carol G made an emergency landing at a Los Angeles airport last night. The pilot reported smoke in the cockpit, the cause not immediately known. KABC reports there were 16 people on board, no reports of injuries. The largest wildfire in Texas history is only about 5% contained this morning. The Smokehouse Creek Fire has killed two people in the Texas Panhandle. Not clear yet what started the wildfires in Texas. This is AP News. Are you planning to visit Washington, D.C. for the Cherry Blossom Festival? The AP's Ed Donahue.
Washington's iconic cherry trees will be blooming soon. The estimate by the National Park Service is peak bloom will begin between March 23rd and 26th and run for about 10 days. That's when 70% of the 3,700 cherry trees will be flowering. Based on hotel reservation numbers, organizers are expecting the number of tourists in D.C. to reach 1.5 million for the first time since before the pandemic. The city's Cherry Blossom Festival includes a parade, concerts, and fireworks. This tradition dates back to 1912, when the mayor of Tokyo gifted Washington with 3,000 cherry trees. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Pope Francis, who's had the flu, asked an aide to read out his speech at a conference at the Vatican this morning, saying he's not yet fully recovered. He is 87 years old. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.